That's the SACL toll-free call-in line on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
So it's the live Sunday edition, and I know you're not used to getting live programming on the weekend, especially on a Sunday evening. I mean, this is practically a throwaway time for a lot of talk stations, but if you're hearing us on your radio station, that means they care enough about you that they're providing you with live content. So you can call in at 855-450-FREE. That's 3733 for those of you who don't have little numbers on your phone, little letters on your phone. 855-450-3733. Until then, I'd say we should break into some show prep. First, though, I want to welcome the listeners of WPBQ AM 1240 in Jackson, Mississippi. If you haven't heard the show yet, well, you got to listen to Free Talk Live for a little while to really get the concept. This isn't your average Democrat talker or Republican talker. We take the issues from an entirely different standpoint, and that standpoint has to do with peace, freedom, and personal responsibility. We believe that the very best people for solving problems are not unaccountable government bureaucrats. We believe that it's you. Whatever your problem is, you can probably solve it best. And the things that the government does to get in the way of you solving that problem should probably be taken out of the way. So, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk about, well, something that can be very, very difficult for people making a better life for themselves. A line in the sand known as the border. All countries have them. And they
I think a lot of people can relate to this issue because they've either immigrated somewhere themselves or they've known someone who has immigrated. And I hope that they can, you know, as they hear this story, kind of think about it from someone's perspective who is, you know, trying to get to a better place, trying to improve their standard of living, and, you know, maybe encountering a lot of hurdles along the way.
Yeah, one really wonders why you shouldn't just be able to go someplace and, if somebody wants to hire you, do some work there. Mm-hmm. Or start your own business supplying goods and services to people who want them. But no, if you don't have the right stamps, if you aren't, you know, claimed by the right country, you can't just do that.
Well, you know, Mark, most people, when they hear that argument, would say, well, of course I think that people should be able to go wherever they want and work, but what about the welfare that they get? What about all the government benefits?
This is a really great question. I don't think that I have the responsibility to provide welfare for somebody who comes across the border, or, you know, free medical care or free schooling or whatever it is that they may, you know, that the government may wish to provide them. I think
I might want to do that voluntarily, and in fact I do. I do some volunteer work and give money to different charities and stuff like that. But, yeah, when you're talking about the government giving those so-called services to different people, then it becomes a whole separate issue.
Yeah, it's extraordinarily inefficient, and it becomes an entitlement. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that anybody is entitled to my money to, you know, educate themselves or feed themselves or feed their kids or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think they're entitled to it. Mm-hmm. If they want it, they may ask, and I certainly give a lot, but I don't think they're entitled to it. So let's go on here with the article from CNN at CNN.com. This is written by Amy M. Wilkinson. If we want to create jobs in America, we must welcome foreign-born innovators. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses of immigrant entrepreneurs yearning to breathe free. Now, I would say that inside of everybody is an entrepreneur in some way or another yearning to break free. And that you'll find that immigrants tend to be more entrepreneurial than U.S.-born citizens. Mm,
yeah, well, it's kind of a self-selecting group, right? Because they had the initiative to move their location to somewhere that they thought might help them be, you know, have a better life, right?
Indeed. So this is the message that we need Lady Liberty to shine forth into the world. Yet Ellis Island has put up a velvet rope line. To vital job generators, we're saying, there's no room for you.
Wait a minute. It's not a velvet rope line. It's more like a barbed wire fence.
It's Constantine
with helicopters patrolling overhead. Yep. And drones waiting to pick people up.
I mean, don't forget the Border Patrol, armed guys,
Yeah. I mean, there are so many politicians these days who talk about, quote, securing the borders, and they're talking about things like building giant walls and, you know, all kinds of...
Well, there are walls, and I've seen a video on YouTube where some little Mexican kids climbed that wall in 12 seconds. Right up. Oh. So, I mean, the wall is worthless. And this
is what
happens.
We need a bigger wall, man.
Right. Need taller walls. Moats.
More
alligators.
Money.
Infrared tracking machine guns. Border ninjas. I mean, we need it all, right? I mean, there's no end to what they could put there. But, in fact, they're, as I understand it, the second country that immigrants come from, I don't remember. I looked this up recently, but one of the countries that immigration is largest from is China.
Mm-hmm.
And this is illegal immigration is largest from. That means that somehow or another the Pacific Ocean couldn't keep these people away. And the United States government, I don't care how good they think they are, isn't going to create a barrier as effective as the Pacific Ocean. Nothing as large, nothing as deep, nothing as effective, as full of nasty predatory things as the Pacific Ocean.
Well, you know, the world is getting smaller and smaller, and now there are better modes of communication and travel and stuff like that. And I think that places are best served by just rolling with that, you know, and using that to benefit them somehow. Not like this old-fashioned idea of, well, we have to restrict who can come onto this certain landmass because they might be competing with us and so forth. No, those ideas are dying.
So we'll go on to the article here in just a second, but John from California has called in, listening on XM. John, what's on your mind? Did I hear a click?
Oh, I did.
Great, John.
Well, John is welcome to call back, right?
That would be, he may call back.
Mm-hmm.
Inviting immigrants to create jobs may seem counterintuitive, but the facts are clear. Immigrant-led innovation is key to creating U.S. jobs. According to statistics from Partnership for a New American Economy, 40% of Fortune 500 companies were created by immigrants or their children.
Wow.
Can you imagine 40% of Fortune 500 companies? I mean,
well,
what is the percentage of the population that is immigrants?
Right. Well, that's what I was wondering myself. Yeah. And
much
in my
less
experience,
than 40%.
This is, you know, tended to be true. Like a lot of the people who I've known in science or whatever has started startup companies, many of them are from outside the U.S. originally, or their parents are.
It's been true all along. It's been true all along that immigrants, mm-hmm. people that have the gumption to get up and move their lives here, have the gumption to create businesses that create wealth and jobs and a better life for the United States.
And it's kind of funny because a lot of the people today who are opposed to immigration were, if you go back a few generations, children
immigrants.
Of immigrants.
Oh,
or
they
immigrants
did it
themselves.
Right then. You see, this is the argument is, well, we
was
did
okay
it
when
right
I did
back
it.
Then. My grandfather did it right. Well, which means that he bought a ticket, came over, you know, got his name messed up on Ellis Island, stayed there 3 days in quarantine, and off he went.
It was a lot easier in those days.
Right.
Not as many restrictions
government
and not as many costs.
Government bureaucracies grow. Excuse me. They get bigger, and they get bigger all the time. And this one has been left unchecked.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even have the check of voting because the people it quote unquote serves don't even have the ability to vote.
Yep.
So they make it arduous and difficult to get over here, especially if you're from someplace nearby like Mexico. You could wait your whole life waiting to immigrate legally from Mexico. You may never
you
be able to do so.
You could spend your whole fortune, too.
Yes.
I mean, unfortunately.
The immigration lawyers, that it's incredible. Incredible what it costs for immigration lawyers.
You know, and it's very sad, too, because I hear a lot of people who are immigrants, like recent immigrants, I guess, and who have jumped through all the flaming hoops and hired the immigration lawyers and paid a lot of money for them. And sometimes I hear them say stuff like, well, I had to do this,
sure,
so everybody else should have to do this too.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm sorry that you had to go through all that trouble just to come here, but no, it doesn't mean that should be the case for everybody else.
Just because it happened to you doesn't make it right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that doesn't mean it. That doesn't mean it's just.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bunch of people that have drawn a line someplace and said you can't cross this without our permission.
Right.
Now that would be true if you were, say, a property owner.
And don't forget the money.
Yeah, it's all about
right,
the money.
Yeah.
If you were a property owner and you own that land legitimately, but the United States government, you know, what we can look at what its claim to the ground that we are on is, and you know, as a feudal lord might claim ground because we all pay in the taxes and that kind of thing. So 855-450 free talk live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. The SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, not only are we an interactive radio program where you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, but we have an interactive website too. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can link to stories, blog posts, videos, whatever you want, and look at other people's, vote them up, vote them down. They can do the same to your submissions. And in the process, we put a lot of eyes on whatever it is that you upload there. So you can get, whatever you think is important, go to freetalklive.com and put that news story there, blog post, whatever it might be. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, Man Venture Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you're shopping online. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. I've gone over there and I've looked at the prices. In fact, that you know this is true. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. So we're reading an article here on how to create jobs in the United States. And it seems a little counterintuitive, but it's let immigrants come to this country. That's the claim. The claim is that, according to statistics from Partnership for a New American Economy, 40% of Fortune 500 companies were created by immigrants or their children. Further, between 1995 and 2005, 25% of high-tech startups in the United States had at least one immigrant founder. 25%! You know that immigrants aren't 25% of the population.
Yeah, probably not. But that's very interesting.
These companies have created more than 450,000 jobs. That's more than Barack Obama's creating, I'll tell you that.
Oh, he can't create any. Right. I mean, the government cannot create jobs.
Well, the government can create jobs by making government jobs, which don't actually produce anything. Or because if they do produce something, they don't produce it at a market rate.
Right, because they are funded by taking money non-consensually from everybody else.
Sure.
And actually, I saw this graph. I don't know if you've seen this, Mark, but there was this graph circulating around a little while back. I think it was from like the Heritage Foundation or one of those conservative think tanks. And it was a graph of how many private sector jobs there have been over the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. And it's going steadily down.
Mm.
And then the number of government sector jobs that have been in existence over the last couple of years, and it's marching steadily up. And so you can really just see that there ain't no such thing as a free lunch, basically. Those jobs have to come from somewhere. And if there are more people working for the government, well, their salaries have to be paid from somewhere. And oftentimes they earn a lot more than equivalent jobs do in the private sector. And so that money has to be taken from other people.
Right, and that's what it boils down to, is the government doesn't have the incentives the marketplace does, and it doesn't know how many, say, male people you need or whatever.
So nothing's really being created there, it's just shuffling around.
It's being created, but it's not
efficient. But something else is being destroyed, and that's what is unseen by most people, right?
Right, and I mean, it's a failure, and here's how. If I go out and buy, if my wife tells me to go buy a car, I might be successful in going to a car dealership and offering them $100,000 for a Honda Accord. Now, when I get back home, my wife's going to consider that a failure because I spent 3 or 4 or 5 times as much on that car as I needed to spend. So that's a failure, not a success. If government creates a job or builds a building or builds a bridge and pays way too much for it, it's not a success. But you don't get to see, like, the government doesn't build a bridge, and then the private market builds a bridge right next to it. You rarely get to actually compare apples to apples.
Right, but that analogy, I have one problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I mean, yes, the government does overpay for everything, but it wouldn't really be like you going to a car dealership and offering $100,000 from your own wallet. It would be like you going around with a gun and sticking up a bunch of different people and collecting $100,000 from them and then offering that to the car dealership
to buy
a Honda.
All the money that I would spend is my wife's. So, I mean, it's actually pretty similar. So, here we go. So, further, let's see. Take Google. Russian-born Sergey Brin, together with U.S.-born Larry Page, built a search engine business that today employs 31,300 people. French-born eBay founder Pierre Amidar cultivated...
Come on, give me your best French accent.
Not me.
Yeah.
Cultivated 17,700 jobs. And Taiwanese-born, I got this one, Jerry Yang, the co-founder of Yahoo, paved the way for today's 13,700 Yahoo employees. Current U.S. visa policy, however, is thwarting would-be job generators from pursuing their aims within our borders. We cannot afford to expel these vital individuals. Consider the case of Amit Aharoni, a Stanford Business School graduate. despite having raised $1.65 million in venture capital and created nine jobs at his San Francisco startup, CruiseWise.com. Aharoni, an Israeli national, received a letter from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services denying his request for a visa. Not only that, the letter informed Aharoni that he had to leave the country immediately.
Oh my gosh. So what happens to all of his nine employees and his company?
Relocating to Canada in October, Aharoni continued to conduct business meetings using Skype, only after ABC World News made his predicament did the U.S. agency reconsider and approve his visa petition. Now, this goes to show that they had no reason for doing this.
No.
They just did it because that's what they do. Deny.
Oh, that poor guy.
And when ABC News comes and shines a light, just like cockroaches do, they skitter away and then they reconsider what they've done.
Yeah, and you know,
these are the folks that if controlling the border and controlling immigration is an important function, then why in the world would you turn it over to the government?
Yes.
Because
you could ask that about any important function.
Right. Yeah. The government, I mean, this is what happened. These government agents said, no, we're going to kick this entrepreneur out who's created jobs, who's bringing in, you know, creating wealth for this nation. We're going to kick him out because we don't lose anything. Our government pensions are good. We're going to continue to work at these jobs.
And he sounds like he's brown.
Well, whatever. You know, what? I don't know. I imagine it's just easier. You know, it's just easier to say no than it is to say yes.
Yeah, well, that's the whole reason you have to ask permission in the first place, is so they could say no. I do want to bring up a point. I mean, this person who got kicked out of the U.S. I don't know how to pronounce it, but this person had a business, and he had some people who were depending on him, his employees and his business, but they do this to families all the time. There are multiple examples that we've read on this show over the past few years and that I've read on my own of people who are partners with one another, and then one partner doesn't have the correct green card or visa or whatever, and so it literally rips apart a family.
Oh, sure.
And you know, businesses are really important, but so are families. And you just got to wonder, when that's happening on a regular basis, it seems like there's something wrong with the system.
Yeah, at this point, the United States government has defaulted to the position that you're getting married in order to slip into this country. Not because you love that person or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and they have to check up on you, too, right?
Right.
So don't they have to interview you, like the immigration people do these interviews, and they want to see photos of you from the year past and everything?
Intrusive interviews and that kind of thing.
They ask if you have consummated the marriage and things like that. It's like,
right.
Do you really want to talk about your love life with the government bureaucrats?
Government bureaucrats asking me about when I had sex last.
Yeah.
What? It's bizarre. 855 450 free. 855 450 3733. Free Talk Live.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Sickle toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Another thing you can do is go to freetalklive.com and take advantage of all the archives we have for you. We have archives going back to 2006. We do this show 7 nights a week. We used to do it 6 nights a week, and we added the Sunday show for you because we know that there's not a lot of live programming out there.
Lucky listeners.
That's right. We want to provide that service to our customers. It's archives.freetalklive.com. So you can go there, get them in MP3 format, whether you want to use them while you work out or head into work or, you know, whatever. Work in the garden, it's up to you. It's archives.freetalklive.com for archives going back till 2006. It must be thousands of hours of Free Talk Live. Take advantage of it. So we're reading this article from CNN.com about how immigrants increase wealth in the country and how they create jobs. Going on, we want your talent should be our national slogan. Come and build your businesses in the United States. Don't move to Bangalore or Shanghai or Dubai or Moscow. Don't go to Istanbul or Shenzhen or Sao Paulo when we need you in the emerging markets of our own country in places like Detroit, Buffalo, and Cleveland. The point is that immigrant entrepreneurs create jobs, and our top priority should be to foster innovation ecosystems here at home.
Now, Mark, what would you say, because there are so many people out there who say the immigrants are taking Americans' jobs. What do you say to that?
Well, I understand what the concerns are. The concerns are that the marketplace changes over time. And people don't, and change that wasn't your idea stinks. Every time the change is, you know, occurs to you, whether that is a, you know, your car is telling you it's getting a little too old and it's time to get a new one, or whether your girlfriend or boyfriend is telling you, you know, I don't think this relationship is right for us, it's time to move on. What, you know, the boss, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, you know, things breaking down, whatever the change is that you didn't think of, stinks. Now, the change you think of is great. You think to yourself, I need a new car. I'd sure like it in red. It's a good idea then to get a new car, right? Well, I like this new girl better than I like the one that I'm dating. Change is then a good idea. Now, it's the same thing, but it's a perspective issue. And
yeah, I think people definitely want security and to know that they'll be able to continue making a living. And so if they perceive that being threatened, then oftentimes they might feel scared or whatever.
Here's what I propose. If people want their jobs to not be taken from them, then they should contract with their employers to never be fired and to never be able to leave. I mean, that's what it comes down to, because what people want is their cake.
That's a little bit of a harsh way of
it's ridiculous. It's absolutely, it's a ridiculous statement. The statement is that the employer should have to pay me what I want to get paid for as long as I wanted to get paid it. But when I feel like moving on to a better job, then I should be able to do so with no recriminations whatsoever. And I think that that is an unfair circumstance. A job doesn't actually belong to the individual who
certainly
works at it.
A job is a voluntary relationship between employer and employee. And, you know, a lot of people work for themselves, right? And so that's just, there's only one party to that relationship, mm-hmm. right? But, you know,
customers should be responsible for giving me money and buying my services.
And it's certainly true that a voluntary relationship like a job, you know, really can't be forced. It has to be something where both people want to be there, at least enough to continue the relationship, right? But I would argue that having immigrants in the U.S. doesn't even, quote, take people's jobs. I think that when they come here, they demand certain services, like they need a place to live and things to eat. And
it's They net create jobs, because everybody who comes needs to eat, they need to drive, they need to live someplace. They consume things as well as produce things. So, but when you're talking about that carpenter who, you know, was making $15 an hour and is now being outclassed by an illegal for $10 an hour, or $5 an hour, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to claim to know what rates they're working at. That carpenter is going to feel, tends to feel, that carpenter is called many times and said, I don't like this. This is harming me.
Right. And well, I mean, the thing about that is that, you know, if someone can come and do your job for a cheaper rate or better hours or whatever, provide the service in a different way as you, and if you want to prohibit that, you know, it's really kind of a disservice to the customer or the end user, because they're not getting as good of a product as they could be getting. And, you know, I think as all of us are consumers, right, all of us buy products and use services and stuff, and I think all of us would want to get the best possible service that we could for our dollar. And, you know, if people want to prohibit competition in their own jobs from immigrants, for instance, I mean, why stop there? Why not prohibit competition from younger people or people
right.
who are,
this is,
you know.
Right. They're pointing at immigrants and saying they've crossed the imaginary line against the law that we've, you know, all managed to work for, even though our parents are immigrants. You know, we want them, you know, now that we're here, immigration must stop. This idea. But this same argument has been used for technological advances. It's been used for younger workers. Mm-hmm. It's been used for people who are willing to pay less, disabled
yes,
people.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
right.
I mean, you can read these old essays from people saying that, you know, you should.
Them robot arms that are building cars are stealing people's jobs.
Right, or even like horses or things like that,
yeah.
You know?
Right. Well, what about the farriers, the guys that used to put horseshoes on the horses? I mean, what happened to all their jobs?
Blacksmiths.
Cars. The car manufacturers destroyed those people. They stole those people's jobs. No, they didn't. They didn't. The public decided they wanted to drive cars, not ride horses. And that was that. And that's what they, you know, they got a better service and they moved on.
And you know,
part
of being a human being is the fact that every person has a set of skills that they have. Now, I will be the first to admit that some people are more fortunate in that they have larger skill sets than others. Some people have the privilege of having more education or more training or whatever. But as human beings, we are not just limited to doing one job and only being able to do one job for our entire lives.
I've
we
been
always
fired
have
from
options.
Jobs, and, you know, at the time, it didn't feel really great. But now, my job is better than it was before, so therefore I had to be fired in order to end up where I am today. And it's about perspective.
And you didn't just go shrink away and say, well,
I guess I'll never be able to work again.
Right, right. You could obviously use your skills, your diverse skills, your human capital, right? I guess I don't really like that phrase, but your unique talents and skills to do something else that would make you happy and benefit other people, and it would create a win-win situation.
You have a monopoly on your own labor. You decide how your labor is used and who it's used on. You get to spend your time and precious energy on the things that you're interested in and the people you're interested in serving. And if you're not doing that, then, you know, that's... You should move on anyway. And I understand why people want to limit competition. It would be really great for Free Talk Live if all the other radio shows weren't allowed to be on the air. If only Free Talk Live was allowed to be on, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. No other show is allowed to compete against us, because that would be really awesome.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be great, Mark, if you lived in a city of like 5,000 women and you were the only man? And
that would be awesome. It would be really, really great.
Right. But it would be great for you. It wouldn't be great for them. Right.
Right. I mean, that would be more difficult for them.
That's the whole thing about wanting to limit competition. It may make the person whose job is being protected feel more secure, at least in the short term, but it really doesn't benefit everybody else, especially who are the customers, right?
Competition is the very best thing for the marketplace, and it may
it
not be great for the
too.
Person who's providing. It may not feel great for the person who's providing the service in a given instance, because it drives down cost. It really does drive down cost. I mean, there's no denying it.
Don't you think too that if there were
creates innovation and benefits, and the product gets better.
Don't you think too that if there were no other radio shows that were competing with Free Talk Live, that you might tend to kind of slack off a little
bit.
Sure,
I could mail it in.
Or,
well, yeah. The advertisers would have to advertise on the show.
Sure.
It
challenges you to be better as well as a provider.
And then give us a call at 855-450-FREE. If you've got a comment on this, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. 518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about immigration here in the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. And, you know, they're not good for you. There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. The Vaporsmith's e-cigarette. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month on average, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth, no smell, no secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. And you can get one of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today for free. All you have to do is go to Vaporsmiths.com, buy 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that contain the nicotine, and they're equal to about a pack of cigarettes. 40 cartomizers for $70. You could do the math. They're a heck of a lot. It's a lot less expensive than smoking. You also get free shipping. It's Vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL when you purchase 40 cartomizers or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, coupon code FTL. So, let's go right into the calls. You got Jesse from Michigan. Jesse, you're on with Stephanie and Mark.
How you guys doing tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is you're taking a pretty narrow view on this immigration thing.
Well, why is it narrow?
One thing that I've noticed about immigration is people throw the term legal and illegal immigration around pretty willy-nilly.
Okay.
You started your conversation talking about legal immigration.
Well, what I was talking about was immigration that should be legal because the government's making it difficult on entrepreneurs.
Right, and actually there was this one entrepreneur that we talked about in the story who was an immigrant and had started a company, and then all of a sudden the U.S. government basically created a illegal immigrant out of him. He was legal before, but then they denied his visa renewal, and so he became an illegal immigrant.
So that's the clarification.
I do see that point. That makes a lot of sense. But let me also bring this up. You also mentioned the idea of a carpenter.
Yes.
Now, if you think about carpenters in the United States, we're governed by building codes, building inspection, and other things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You happen to be an illegal immigrant working for less wages than a standard, say, regular old ordinary carpenter who's trying to follow the rules and trying to get along with all the litigation stuff that's out there and all the liability. That illegal doesn't have to abide by those rules, and that is a problem with your discussion tonight.
Oh, sure. It makes for an unfair playground. But remember, Jesse, they also have a disadvantage in that they may not be able to leave their employer because their employer can report them to INS or whatever. So
many of them use false social security numbers and actually do pay taxes.
our example tonight was about a carpenter.
Yeah.
You could take that to many, many different skills and different skill sets. And the one comment that was made, well, is he can do it cheaper. Well, he can do it cheaper because he's not governed by the same rules and regulations. Untie both hands from behind both backs, and let's compete legitimately on the same playing field.
Jesse, I agree with what you're saying.
I think that you should be able to compete, you know, straight out with the illegal immigrant or whatever. I hate the term because I don't think the government should be involved at all, and I hate the idea of just calling people illegal. But I think that you should be able to compete with them. And you know, as far as I know, I've worked as a carpenter, and I didn't need any license. I mean, I knew some of the rules and what the code was and stuff like that. But that was really the bosses.
There's insurance, liability insurance.
You've got to protect the consumer, the person that's buying your services. And that's the whole idea behind.
Well, now you're talking about like handymen.
Rules and regulations.
As a carpenter, I worked for a company, and that company had to worry about the rules, not me. I could have done anything I wanted on that site. I didn't have any kind of certification, nor would an illegal immigrant, right?
I understand your point, but you also got to that most of us who are working as carpenters or plumbers or electricians working for even a company have to be skilled to a certain level before we even get hired.
So why do you think the company would demand skills from you and then not demand skills from an illegal?
Oh, I expect that they would demand skills from both.
Okay.
So how would someone get a job if they didn't
have
those
skills? So why isn't this fair? Explain to me why it's not fair then.
Well, it's not fair in the sense that most of us, United States citizens, who are either born here or legally immigrated to the country, have followed all the rules, and my main opposition is to illegal immigration.
Well, so there are paths
of immigration into this country. There always has been. That's what we're known for around the world.
Well, what if the rules suck, Jesse? I mean, is it possible that the rules stink?
It's possible that the rules stink, but they are the rules, and at least...
Okay, and there was a time in this country when it was against the law to, say, be a black person marry a white person. Was that... Should a good person have waited around for that time?
It's still illegal in most places to be a woman and marry another woman. I mean...
I mean, there are unjust laws, and I think that that just people break unjust laws. Don't you, Jesse?
I do believe that.
Then we should support people that want to break down these silly little lines that governments have drawn in order to protect
their
labor markets.
Well, your definition of silly little lines and my definition may be slightly different.
Jesse, I want to ask you something. I want
to ask you something. To have the freedom to do such a thing.
Yeah, that's the great thing about this country is the freedom that we are allowed.
I'd like the freedom to hire whomever I want.
Yeah. Jesse, I have a question for you. Are you familiar with some of the requirements that are in place to, for instance, get many occupational licenses? And I'll give you an example. There was a recent case down in Louisiana where they were licensing flower arrangers, right? And there were people who made flower arrangements, in order to get a license to do that, they would be shut down if they didn't have the license. And in order to get the license, they had to make a flower arrangement, which was then judged by other flower arrangers who did not want their competition, and they would grant the license to the new person. Now, requirements such as that...
Sounds a little ridiculous to me.
Right. And
that's how these things go.
And in a lot of places, doctors are applying to boards of other doctors for licenses. A lot of times it's the people who are already in the profession who control new licensees. And so, you know, oftentimes licenses end up not really being about safety or ensuring that the consumer is protected, but instead about paying a board or about, you know, keeping out competition. And so I agree totally.
But there are situations where licensing is very important. You know, examples include electricians. They should be licensed. They should have some basic understanding of electrical safety.
Well, just a basic understanding is different than a license.
Have you ever heard of UL? Underwriters Laboratory. You know that's not a government stamp that goes on products,
they're
right?
An independent agency.
Can you imagine people are using toasters that have not been licensed by the government and they're not burning down houses?
Yeah, I agree. But
people should be able to license themselves. I would never buy a toaster that wasn't certified by Underwriters Laboratory.
Carpenters, welders, all different types of skills out there do need to be checked.
They're not checking. I'll tell you what. They're not checking carpenters in New Hampshire, and they're not checking carpenters in Florida. I have worked as a carpenter, and I did not have a certification at all. I worked for a company, and they had a contractor's license in Florida. And here in New Hampshire, there are no contractor licenses, and houses aren't falling down, Jesse.
And, you know, there is actually a friend of the show, Buzz, over at Cowgirl Carpentry. And I think, she has done carpentry work, and I don't believe she has any kind of license, but it's her reputation and her previous clients who give her referrals to the future ones and say, yeah, she did a great job.
I think we could do fine with private market certifications, and I think the government's licenses tend to be too expensive, tend to exclude people that do not need to be excluded, and I think they drive up the cost of things.
Yeah, it's time to think outside the box of licenses.
I would have to agree with a certain amount of that is absolutely true, but those are the rules that we play by, at least here in Michigan.
I understand rules, Jesse. But you understand the rules are made.
If I'm going to compete against an illegal immigrant, then let me compete. Don't tie one behind my back.
I think you should be able to compete completely. I think you should be.
That's different, by the way, Jesse. That's very nice to hear you say that, but that's quite different from what he was saying at the beginning of the call, which was that, you know, our views are narrow. And
Jesse, I do appreciate
your views are narrow in the sense that taking the textbook example of this country has an open door policy.
It does.
And I agree, we always have had an open door policy, but there needs some regulations and rules involved here.
Actually, there have been many periods in the past where immigration has been greatly restricted.
Let's talk about this.
As well,
Jesse, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Got another call on the line, and this is an important issue.
Move on.
Do we need rules at all in this area? 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.